proclamation number 6121 dated the November 27th, 1954. The right amount of selfish love, as yourself. Single quote. Making a sacrifice on behalf of your fellow human being is true unselfish neighborly love. In the case you love your fellow human being more than yourselves. And if you give to him what you find desirable yourselves, then you also love him as you love yourselves. I only require this neighborly love, i.e., this, too, has to be voluntarily practiced in order to result in spiritual blessings for you. However, if you are also willing to make sacrifices, if you voluntarily go without in order to give to your fellow human being, then this neighborly love will be far more valuable, and as a result the soul's achievement will be far bigger. The human being is granted a certain amount of selfish love because it is needed for the fulfillment of earthly tasks, so that the human being can sustain his physical life, so that he can give what the body requires to himself in order to be able to live his earthly life. It is just that this selfish love should not be exaggerated, so that the person does not consider his fellow human being, so that he only ever gives to himself and thereby directs his love wrongly. This is why I added the words, as yourself. Single quote. And thus the human being will be able to use this guideline in relation to his thoughts and actions. He must, if he wants to fulfill my will, consider his fellow human being in the same way as he considers himself. And depending on his heart's willingness to love the human being, he will then find it either easier or more difficult to comply with my commandment. But anyone who considers himself less important than his fellow human being will have an exceptionally loving heart, and he will very easily attain perfection. Yet everything is left up to you. I certainly gave you the commandment of love, but someone who doesn't want to fulfill it will ignore the commandment, whereas a person who loves will not need my commandment. Only love which becomes spontaneously active without having been prompted by commandments is the right kind of love. But a human being whose attention has been drawn to my commandment of love can also carry out deeds of love without being inwardly prompted, by at first merely being encouraged to do so as a result of this commandment, until the spark of love within him ignites increasingly more and makes the person happy when he kind-heartedly helps his neighbor. Nevertheless, only what is motivated by love for his fellow human being will be assessed. Love your neighbor as yourself. Everyone possesses love for himself, and rightly so, but it must not exceed his love for a fellow human being, which, however, is the case if a person ignores his fellow human being's adversity by believing that he cannot share anything with him because he doesn't own much himself. He shall also share the little he has with him, and it will not cause him any harm, for if he is motivated by love he will be richly rewarded, since the measure he uses will be the measure he will receive from me myself. A loving person, however, will not think about it first, he will also give at a loss, and his reward will be truly great in heaven. For the more he sacrifices, the more he pleases his fellow human being, the richer he will become. He will be permitted to receive much love and be united with me because he has changed himself to love. Amen.